Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. The theme for today's show is solar flares. What are solar flares? How do they affect us? Stay tuned as we chat with a special guest later on in the show and find out. So, how have you been feeling these past few weeks? A big theme that I've been noticing going on with a lot of friends and just a lot of clients is that there's this sense and desire to take action, taking action towards manifesting specific goals, visions, etc. So if you're feeling that urge right now, that feel that, oh, you know, I'm feeling like I'm ready to take action towards making my visions and goals manifest, then you're probably feeling that energy that we did actually have a few weeks ago around the solar flare. What is the sun? It's fire. So it really, as it enters our atmosphere, as we get the geometric storms from the sun, it brings up a lot of energy for us. And a lot of those energies do bring up that feel, okay, let's just jump start, let's get going, let's move forward. So that's the theme right now. It's all about moving forward and taking action towards manifesting and creating more of our highest visions and goals. And so really asking ourselves right now, what is it that we want to manifest? What is it that we want to create more of? Would be a really, really good idea. So that way we can start getting that clarity, because sometimes it is, you know, we're so distracted with work, we may be distracted with relationships or whatever, that we sometimes forget to ask ourselves, okay, what do we want? What is it that we want to create right now? So that's something that I would invite you to think about for the next few days and just really see if you have that clarity of what you would like to create. And if you are not getting that clarity right away, just ask your intuition. Just ask your intuition to guide you and share with you what you need to know in order for you to move forward and take action. So that's kind of what's going on right now. And for me personally, I'm also going through that. And it's really interesting how connected we all are. And you know, it just reminds us of, again, of how much of, even though we do look separate, how connected we really are. So let's just jump right into our gratitudes now. What are you grateful for? While affirming your gratitude right now, I'm going to share some of our listeners' gratitudes. So Jeremiah in the UK is grateful for his upcoming healing courses. So thank you, Jeremiah. Oh, I can't wait. Email us and tell us how that goes for you. Teresa in Illinois is grateful for the spring-like weather. Yes, I'm so grateful for that too. I'm more of a warm kind of person as well. Connie in San Francisco is grateful for her local community who support and love each other without condition. Yes, I say yes to that. So if you have a gratitude to share, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com and I'll make sure to read it on the air. And now I'm so excited and honored to introduce our special guest today. Quantum healer and thought therapist Cortland Kushmirs will join the Miracle Cafe and talk about solar flares and their significance in the current personal and global transformation we are all experiencing. Cortland, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Oh, thank you, Emmanuel. It's so good to be back with you. So many exciting things going on.
Yes. Well, I love you so much, and I'm glad you're back on the show. Last time we had other guests at the same time, but this time I really want to bring you on because you're so knowledgeable in this area. So as I mentioned, the theme for today is all about solar flares and their impact on us. So I know many of us have a good understanding of what solar flares are and their effects on us, but for those who don't or who are just learning, what are solar flares?
Oh, that's a big question. that's a big question, and it affects so much of what we're all experiencing right now. Solar flares, let me explain what they are first. And this comes, I'm not a science major or a NASA professor or anything like that. This is all on my own research, all of my own feelings, and based on, you know, things that I recognize and are aware of. Mm-hmm. So I started doing the research when I started recognizing the connection to the sun and how the sun affects everything. And it truly started, I know this may sound funny, but it really started in a garden. When we see what the sun does to our gardens, our plants, mm-hmm. our earth, well, we are part of Mother Earth. So we are the garden of Earth. So what is to keep that sun from affecting us just as he, Father Sun, affects mm-hmm. Mother Earth, Father Sun affects us.
Yes.
And Father Sun has his moments where he erupts solar flares, kind of like the Grumpy Bear. And I'll explain what solar flares are. There's three different types of solar flares. And they're what we call CMEs, and that is a coronal mass ejection. And there's three different kinds. A C-class flare is the smaller of the three, and it's not that noticeable. We may recognize, you know, there may be a hot spot in our day, or there may be a little shift, but nothing out of, you know, that you really take note of. Mm-hmm. An M-class flare, that bumps it up a little bit. That's a medium-sized, and these are the flares that can really cause radio blackouts that affect the polar regions of Mother Earth. Mm. And these are the ones that beautifully illuminate the skies, you know, in the northern hemisphere with the aurora borealis. Because the M flares really affect the magnetosphere the most. Well, mm-hmm. quite extensively. Now, then we have the X class, and X, I think, just by the very X class, that's the big boy. And those are really major events. Those really affect us on many, many scales.
Right.
And from there, communications, our electronics, the satellites are affected. In fact, and we'll get to the ones that we just experienced, but there was a lot of turmoil from these recent solar flares because we did have an X and an M. So mm-hmm. a lot of things, as we all notice, the things that happened on the Earth plane during that time. But the X-class flares, these are the ones that we really, really feel. And this is when we really notice those big eruptions, big effects. So,
yes. Well, let's go back because you touched on it. I was going to ask you. So we had just recently some really, really large solar activity going on in February and in March. So can you tell us a little bit about those and, you know, how they've sort of, what they've kind of shown up as in our experience?
Well, solar flares, to correlate them, solar flares are like weather on our planet. They're like storms that we have here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure we all noticed, and we've had, you know, if you notice, the weather has been extremely mild in some places, mm-hmm. and in other places it's been really, really intense, you know, damaging, you know, mm-hmm. the floods in Asia. It's just dependent on where, you know, and solar flares are directed earthbound. You never know exactly where that point is going to be. Usually you can find that out, especially when it's a higher flare, if there's turmoil. We've mm-hmm. just recently had a lot of earthquakes.
Mm.
Yes, here in the last few days. Now, we're not in a solar storm right now, per se. However, the one that caused all of the issues recently, 1429, they all have a number. Mm-hmm. They number them. you know, they turn with the sun. And so 1429 has been on the dark side of the sun for the past, you know, week since, you know, it fell off our site. And then now it's still alive and it's been still emitting those flares into the universe on the other side. So now it's coming back around again. They're not sure. And I get a lot of my information, I do want to say, from spaceweather.com. It's a wonderful site. They're not sure if 1429, it's still alive. And it's very, very likely that it's going to come right back around. And it's going to point, again, earthbound. And again, we will be, and this has been one of those that this little guy should have burned out a while ago. And it's just one of those, like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps on going. And so it's a lot of it is like our weather. The eruptions are very much like what we see, our, you know, tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, floods.
Right.
You know, that's very close to the correlation of the solar flares effect.
And so how do they, let's start on the physical level. So how do solar flares tend to affect people physically?
Well, I'm going to back up just a little bit, because as those flares come in, as they are directed towards us, they're directed towards our magnetosphere. And our magnetosphere, that's where all the magnetics are. And I don't have to go back to science class and tell everybody what magnets do with particles, you know, when we put things under magnets, you know, you can manipulate it with a magnet. Well, the magnetosphere, we have neurons and all these same things in our body temples. We have neurons, protons, and all those things. So when we get a really heavy influx of energy into the magnetosphere, and just like those plants in our gardens, just like, you know, we are part of that, we receive those energies into our temples just as much. Now, the difference is vibration. Depending on where your frequency is in that time frame when you are experiencing the solar flare, the energy from it, is dependent on what you're going to feel. Now, there are some things that everybody feels, you know, dryness, a lot of people complain of that. Some people feel insomnia. Some people feel complete lethargy. They want to sleep all the time. That's the difference, that there would be your vibration.
Right.
You know, it's such a wide range, and this is a time when there's skin eruptions. People will notice that their skin seems to erupt.
Break out.
Yep. You know, you can really, now, do we have these things anyway? Sure. Stress does that too, but you'll notice during a solar flare times, things around you, it's like someone wound a rubber band really, really tight. And when we experience a very intense solar flare, it's like, you know, unwinding very quickly. And so, you know, it's like you really have to like put your foot on the brake or the pedal to kind of calm, you know, unwind a little bit more calmer and smoother.
Yes. And I know you mentioned, I've seen you talk about eating more foods with magnesium-rich things that really help soothe the nervous system a little bit. Is that something?
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to, first of all, we have to remember that our metabolisms have sped up exponentially. I mean, this is where you probably read a lot of times people go on these things. I had to have sugar. I ate the whole cake. Or, you know, people really feel this. And this is when we might feel a drop in our blood sugar. And I always tell people, you know what? There's nothing wrong with eating white sugar. I stray from. But, you know, your natural fruits. Yes. Fruits, vegetables, you know, that type of sugar, natural sugar, of course, are good. Smoothies are excellent. I can't, you know, smoothies are excellent. But when you feel, and we get headaches, a lot of time that's just from low blood sugar, from our metabolisms, from the solar flare. So it's very, very important, Emmanuel, to really listen and heed what our body temples want.
Right. And you said also dryness. So maybe, you know, someone who's a little bit more, dehydrated a little bit.
Oh.
So they need more water.
Yes. Yes. And dizziness. That's one of the big, vertigo and dizziness. Ear infections, because that's kind of all related. I know three people right now that have ear infections.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they've never had ear problems, you know. Anxiousness, anxiety. I mean, there's a gamut of what these solar flares are. They intensify. Okay.
Right. Right. And to those listening, you know, these may sound like scary things, but can you ground it for them a little bit and tell them what's really happening underneath all this?
Oh, that's the good part. Just like your garden, and I keep referring to that because look at a garden. Look what happens to a garden. You know, it still has to come through the soil. You know, it has to break through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy being underneath all that dirt. And you got to break through that dirt only to blossom and be what it is, be who we are. And, you know, that's a way of, for me to share in that, as we blossom, as we grow, what this is doing is it's only raising our vibration. Our awareness is becoming, so high. And all you have to do is look at the world. Look what's going on worldwide. What might seem as upheavals, what might seem as, people going into the street, you know, I tend to think about like, the Occupy people. They are standing up for what they believe and for what is right. That's what people are doing now. This is what, as we raise our vibrations, as we raise our frequency, we are collecting the particles of God consciousness.
Mm, wow.
Yes. And so
it's a good
it's
thing.
It's a wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, it seems a little scary at times because, yes, there are heart palpitations. And I never tell anyone, if you really have that fear that something's wrong, by all means,
Go check it out.
You know, but if you go into a quiet space, you know, just sit silent and ask higher source, you know, and you will always get an answer. You will get an immediate, it's okay, just be calm. That's what
right.
I get. And if it's a fear, you'll know that too. That doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm. Going back, you said basically, you know, like a magnet, sometimes when the energies come in, they magnify where we're at on our journey. So whether it seems like it's amazing or something a little more challenging, it's going to come to the forefront. And if it is some challenge, then it's coming up to be resolved. So that being said, how does that the activity, the solar activity influence our thoughts?
Well, you know, when you say that, the challenge, you know, it brings up those things. Now, granted, let's say we've all been on this journey our whole lifetimes, and how many challenges have we had?
Mm-hmm.
And how many of us can say, oh, same thing, different person, same thing, different this, same thing, different
right.
day, same thing. If that same thing keeps showing up and showing up and showing up, and then the influx of energy, it just intensifies. At some point, that challenge has to be released. And this is what the solar flares, the intensified energy is enabling you to do that with more grace, more ease. Even though it may be a little more challenging physically, it's really enabling you to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Much more quicker, because everybody notices that everything has sped up. You know, we're in warp time now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if something keeps coming around and coming around, there's a reason why it's coming around. Acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge
it. There's a lesson.
Exactly.
There's usually a lesson in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Acknowledge it. And, you know, always, and this is something that a lot of people still have trouble with. Go inside. Within is where all of your answers are. You can get good advice out there. Ultimately, the best advice is within, right here, in your own heart and your own mind. Mm. The connection between the two will bring you to that balance point if you listen.
Mm. And I know a lot of my spiritual friends really actually do meditations to connect with the sun and just really ask to, you know, receive blessings from it and stuff. And they say that they really do feel a difference. Like they really feel they're more in the flow and riding the wave against instead of going against it, because they've kind of just allowed, just like your energy, I'm energy, a flower is energy, a tree is energy, the sun is energy.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's kind of, and it's kind of the center point of our solar system.
Absolutely.
So when that beautiful energy at the core of our system, when we connect with it as energetic beings, then we become more in alignment. Would you say that that's something you've experienced as well?
Every day. Every day I see the sunshine there. I connect to Father Sun every day. I mean, I live in Southern California. We don't sometimes get it every day. Mostly, but, you know, there are a couple of days that we don't. I always connect to the sun. I always give thanks, give you know, I am so grateful for everything that's going on right now. Wasn't always this way, mm-hmm. but as I've connected, started, and this has truly been a journey of connecting the dots, you know, mm-hmm. think about it. It's like connecting the dots. It's like, oh, this is connected here and this works here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one big connect the dot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big dot. That's the starting dot. That's the ending dot is Father mm-hmm. Son. And, you know, I've always been a sun worshiper, always, forever. And, you know, when we truly make that connection and we are aware, you know, it's kind of like we wake up every day and we just kind of always know what day it is. Or mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, we're leaning towards not anymore, but, you know it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Or you mm-hmm. look at the clock, you know what time it is. It's really nice now to look at the sun and or watch what's going on with the sun. Be aware, just like you're aware of the days of the week, be aware of what's going on with the sun. Because mm. whatever's going on with the sun is going to ultimately affect you.
Mm.
So it's a good gauge. The sun
yeah.
is a very, very good gauge to help, enable,
support
it.
Heal.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it is, in, you know, not that I'm saying or suggesting this, but I've heard holistic doctors recommend as their prescription, you know, before 10 o'clock in the morning or after for someone to get some sun. You know, that's their vitamin D.
Vitamin D,
and it's so healing. And, you know, raises the, you know, mood levels and everything. So obviously there's something there.
Yes, I call it vitamin divinity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Vitamin divinity. Yes. And, you know, it's funny because all of our lives, or, you know, when we heal, the best thing for us to do when you have any kind of skin ailment, and, mm-hmm. you know, we won't even go into the part about the skin and the sun and all that. That's such a fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is the number one healer of skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the skin is what heals our body temples.
Yes.
So you know, I vitamin D, you can call it vitamin divinity as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And of course, you know, anyone listening right now being responsible and not sitting outside in the sun for like 10 hours, but really being, you know, using, your judgment and getting like half an hour of sun or 20 minutes of sun in those times of the day that, you know, it's not as hot.
You always have the power.
Yes.
We always
yes.
have the power. Nothing can affect us unless we give it power to.
Exactly.
So if we go out for in the sun for 5, 6, 7 hours at the peak of the day, well, hello, then you just empowered something outside of your control. So we always exactly. have the power.
Yes, and it's so interesting because my mom always says that a little bit of sun is so healing, and I do notice that in places where it's closer to the equator, people are more in joy, right? They're happier. They're more like in the flow,
yes.
and people who are more in the colder regions in general.
Yeah.
Are, you know, all bundled up a little bit more, you know, not as connected,
and
right?
And they sell sun lamps. They sell.
Yes.
They sell artificial sunlight to help
yes.
to help people. And you know, I mean, if I lived there and I didn't have the wherewithal to have sunshine,
yeah.
you better believe it, I would buy one of
yeah.
those.
Or I would move somewhere. I know, because I grew up in Indiana, so I know, like, it's, you know, it's not always sunny, and it's always, you know, can be gloomy. So, yeah, I need the sun. It's so important. And now I realize, you know, when I was younger, I didn't realize that it was because I needed to be in the sun and get that energy. But now I'm looking back at it, and I'm like, wow, that probably really had something to do with it, you know?
Well, you know, like I said, I have been a sun worshiper since I was that big. I lived in Arizona, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And, you know, I never had any fear of being in the sun. Never.
Yeah.
Never. And
yeah.
living in Arizona, laying out in the summer, all that yeah. good stuff, I never had fear of the sun.
So. That's awesome. Well, I think that's a good thing that you just shared is, you know, as long as we have a peaceful and loving relationship with the sun and not fear it, then it's going to serve us and not, you know, project any of those. Remember, because it's what we're thinking about, what our thought patterns are in that time, especially during solar flares, is what's going to really be amplified.
Amplified, so thank you, yes. Magnified,
yeah,
amplified,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
That's, you're always, and that's very important to iterate, is that we always have the power.
Yes. Yes.
Our thoughts.
You know what's interesting is I've come to the space where when solar flares do happen, I get excited because I'm like, wow, okay, I'm going to use this time to set my intentions again, or, you know, write them out, or really make sure that my thoughts are positive and do more service in the world. Or so really using those periods, like if you hear on the news or whatever that there's some solar flare activity and stuff, just use that as feedback, as like, wow, okay, I can use this magnified, amplified time to focus on what I really want to create more of, right?
That is excellent, Emmanuel, because that is what we should all do. Use that energy for opportunity,
mm-hmm.
you know, that,
oh,
that is beautiful. That is beautiful. And expand, express, because that is magnified, beautiful light. That's key. Light energy. Mm-hmm. And if you use it, keeping within your vibrational values, you are just like, you are a walking sunbeam, literally.
Yep. I totally agree. I totally like, and I know I've seen you, I've witnessed you and how you, exude that as well. So I wanted to just, say I'm always inspired by how you deal with it.
That's so kind. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I wanted to ask you, what is it that, I know there's one specific thing, I don't know if it has to do with solar flares or not, but the ringing in the ear where, you know, I've heard on a spiritual level a lot of times that's like being activated. And can you talk a little bit about that and what your experience with, around that is?
Well, I'll have to go back a few years, and this is like really in the beginning of my reawakening. I went through a year of horrid ear infections, triple ear infections, both ears. I mean, and I didn't know what was going on. I went to doctors. They couldn't find vertigo. Oh, I couldn't move. I was literally bedbound by this. Well, after, I don't know what it was, something, I can't explain what that something was. They mm-hmm. healed. But then it was after that, I noticed that I had this slight ringing. And I thought, well, I better go see the doctor because this isn't right. And I went. I had all these tests. Oh, my goodness. Not a thing wrong. But then what I did notice was when I was aware, and that's a key word, when I was aware of frequency, when I was aware of energy or being in a space of a higher vibration, I noticed the ringing. More importantly, I noticed that I could control the ringing by the way I felt. When I am agitated, when I am not discombobulated, when I am in a space that I really am not in my where I like to be, that ringing almost overtakes me. I mean, to the point that, and that's almost like a signal from my higher self saying, okay, time to balance, time to move back. You're out of your space. When I'm in my space, it's just a soft, it's not even a ring. It's a noticeable hum. So many times people, they call it ringing, and I remember it at some point being a ringing, but now I've moved into a very soft hum. Now it's better when I have music. The vibration of music is very important for me. When it's quiet and there's no sound, I'm much more aware of it. I'm not aware of it right now, even though I know it's happening. When people say they've been activated, I'm not so sure if that's the right word. They've been activated to become aware of it.
Right. Maybe that's what it is. Yes. Just being aware of it and bringing you to your present moment.
Yes.
Because I know for me when I like, you know, once a month or something, it comes in and it's, you know, very high pitch, and then it just reminds me, oh, okay. And usually when that's happening for me, like, I'll notice I'm either thinking a really positive thought or I'm really focusing on something, like a mantra or doing spiritual something. And then it's like, oh, okay, like a confirmation / some type of awareness activator to bring you into the present, which is really interesting. And I still don't know the specifics on it, but that's interesting as well that you have a similar experience.
And if you listen to people that are awakening or that are aware, they will always talk about the ring. And that's one of the first things people ask: is that normal? It is. And I really believe that has a lot to do with the harmonics of Earth. The harmonics of the atmosphere, the harmonics of the entire universe, our whole entire everything. You know, we have to remember we are a wave. We are a wave of a frequency.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's got to pass through us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our ears are our audio. They're kind of like our speakers. You know, that we hear. Through our, you know, we hear our audible through our speakers. So it makes perfect sense. And that I think for a lot of people has been their, I guess the best way to put that is that they realized something was different. Why are my ears ringing? That's almost like a first anomaly of awakening. Because the frequency builds, you know, the frequency rises.
Yeah. And I noticed around the solar flares these past few months, like, I definitely was like, wow, this is interesting, you know, this is so cool. And it's very brief. It lasts for, you know, maybe a minute, and then it's like really high. And, you know, I work with sound healing and frequency, the solfeggio scales, and it sounds very similar to the really high, higher end ones, which kind of, for me, affect more of the third eye and the crown chakra and higher. So it's very interesting how the sun, you know, when I'm noticing there's shifts there that happens. But thank you for sharing your perspective on that. And I know can you believe that we flew by already?
No.
Like, it's like two minutes almost, it feels like. But before we go, I know that, you know, you're seeing lots of change in the world right now. What is exciting you or giving you that confirmation that we are headed into a more conscious age?
I know this may sound funny, but what I've noticed more than anything is customer service. I know that sounds bizarre, but when you are out and you know, I call that the 3D area, when you're out there, customer service, people are kinder. I've noticed it's hard to put into words. I mean, I can experience it when I'm out there, but I'm one of those people that I always engage people. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those that if I see someone that is being not so nice, and I'll recognize it from afar because I'm very in tune with frequency. And if I see, you know, these waves coming out of someone that are, by the time I get up there or close to them, I recognize, somebody needs a cosmic hug.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I extend that to them. But what I've noticed is when I'm out there and people have become more kinder, they've become more aware, they're asking questions. They recognize, and I know this happens for a lot, they recognize vibration. How many times are you out, and you may not know anybody, and you may be in a place, but because of your vibration, you may not be able to see it. You sense it because you know what your vibration is. They'll come, they'll pick you to come up to ask, to aid and assist them in some way. Not because you're walking around with a sign that says, pick me. It's because you are resonating a vibration that it's kind of like dogs have this sense about each other. We are getting into, you know, the animal. This isn't just indicative of the human, the mammal kingdom. This is happening on all levels.
All levels, yeah.
The plant. You know, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, the mammal kingdom. And we're all experiencing this. And where do we always go to? We resonate to the higher vibration. We want to be blinked.
The heart.
Yes. There you go. It's the heart.
And, yeah, like globally I'm seeing exactly what you're saying, like, you know, no more bullying, like all those campaigns, and, you know, people are finally saying enough is enough, that we, you know, have been separate for so long, now we are coming together as a community. So I'm loving how that's showing up, you know, and it's, you know, sometimes it takes a few brave people to kind of step up and lead the way, but it is happening, and it's beautiful
yes,
to see.
Yes, many souls, bless their hearts. Many souls came in just for that very, very reason, was to be the catalyst for change, to be catalyst for a better earth, a new earth. And that's what we're creating right now, is new earth. And it's happening on every level.
Yes, and I'm so excited, and I'm so grateful that I got to share you with our listeners. And
I'm so excited
just really
that I got to do this. Oh, this is just so near and dear to my heart, because, you know, I'm all about vibration. I'm all about frequencies and how we better our lives through frequencies.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, you know, we read things, more scientific explanations about the solar activity, but sometimes it's good to get a really good, more conscious perspective of on a spiritual level, and a lot of people want to know, and they don't want to buy into the, like, the fear and the illusion that the media kind of presents, so we're ready to move out of that and into embracing the sun, the energy, and, you know, really use it, like we talked about, to create our new realities. So that being said, I wanted to make sure that our listeners know where they can find you. I know you offer amazing quantum healing sessions and heart healing sessions, and where can they learn more about you?
My website is www.lovelighttemple.com. You can reach me through my email address there. And then
You have a Facebook?
I have a Facebook, as you know. Okay. I'm not a big Facebooker because I do so many other things.
Right.
I do pop in occasionally and do my little, hey, how you doings, and happy birthdays, and connect.
Right.
I am a moderator at lightworkers.org. You can find me there, and I work quite extensively there.
Yes.
And then we've created a new space. A new website, New Earth Daily, which which is just bringing the vibration of what's going on to mainstream. We are the new mainstream news. It is only based on positive inspiration, confirmation, I mean, all of it. This is only, you know, we grew up going, oh, you know, you'd watch the news, you'd hear something. It's always so bad. Isn't there anything good?
Right.
Well, we are that station. We are that site.
Yes.
We are only good news.
Absolutely. And I wanted to share that for all your latest, you know, solar news, you can definitely go there and check it out because we put it all there as well.
Yes. And we post our solar updates there, and you know, the best thing I can share with people is trust your heart your heart, and just listen to your own heart, listen to within yourself, because as I said, there's nothing out there that can fix you. Everything is right here within you, and it begins right there in your heart.
Yes. Oh, beautiful words from an amazing, incredible woman that I hold dear to my heart.
Thank you, Courtland, you so much. Thank you, Em. Thank you. And it was such an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. And I can't wait to chat again. And for all those tuning in, we're going to take a quick music break. And when we return, we're going to do some energy healing. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard the song I See Right Through to You by DJ Encore featuring Angelina. I love the words talking about I see right through to you, really seeing beyond the veil, beyond the illusion, and seeing right into the core essence of someone. I really love the lyrics of that song, and it's just really upbeat and makes me always feel really good. So I hope that you really enjoyed that. So since we've been speaking about the solar flares, and since the solar flares really bring up a lot of things to the surface to be cleared, I thought that we would actually do a healing on what clearing is and showing you how to embrace the energy of clearing and healing and transformation. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in, close your eyes, and breathe out all the thoughts, the concerns of the day. Just breathe them out. Let the universe unburden you. Very good. Take another deep breath in. And release. Very good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. Good. So basically we're going to be using applied quantum physics. For those of you who have tuned in before, know the modalities that I work with. And for those who don't, you may want to check out my website, magnifiedmanifesting.com, and you can learn all about the healing techniques and modalities there. But for now, I'm just going to ask you for your permission. Do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If you want that, just say yes. Okay, so we're working on the subconscious level here, so that because quantum science has shown us that 90% plus of our reality is a creation from our subconscious mind of what we are believing in, the patterns that we're holding subconsciously. So if we are experiencing, in this case, some challenges around clearing, then maybe on a subconscious level, there's some belief there that it has to be hard, that it has to be difficult. So what we can do is we can really start moving past that and opening up to new beliefs that it can be easy and graceful and gentle and doesn't have to be dramatic. And then what we can do is align the conscious mind, which is, of course, that's what we would like to consciously create, an easy and graceful transitional period and shifts and changes and release patterns, and align that with our subconscious. Therefore, it will start showing up much more quickly on the physical. So what I want to do is, can we have the universe give you the highest wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of what it means to clear and make your understanding the same as the universe? You want that? Say yes, and just give me 1 second. Good. For those of you who are energy sensitive, you may feel different sensations, maybe some heat in the hands, movement, energy, the digestion's moving. Some people get the chills, so it's different for everyone. And if you're not feeling anything, that's okay too. It's about what shows up in the coming days and weeks ahead. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And release. Now, for any time, whether it was through personal experience or belief systems or passed down through generations, that it has to be difficult to clear, that you have to go through challenges, that healing is hard, that clearing is hard, can we go ahead and show you all the lessons you were meant to learn from those experiences? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. And for all those times where you were really experiencing challenges in a way that it was so difficult and overwhelming to clear and move through healing, can we go ahead and show you what really was happening instead of what it looked like was happening? Good. A big part of the clearing process is being able to trust our intuition. When we stray away from our intuition and following what guidance we receive, that's when we start experiencing difficulty and challenges and hardship. But when we are in trust with our intuition and following and listening to, then usually our intuition pretty much will make sure that we are on the journey of least resistance, of most ease, grace, joy, etc. And if we go into the mind and start second-guessing that, then we move into the resistance. So that's why a lot of times clearing can feel difficult, because we're letting the mind kind of take over rather than allowing the intuition to guide us. So for any time we may have allowed the mind to kind of control or second-guess our intuition, can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons you were meant to learn from that and start to release and clear those patterns? If you want that, say yes. Very good. Take a deep breath in and release. And the final thing, can we go ahead and show you how to and why to clear with ease and with grace, show you that it's possible, that you're worthy and deserving, and that it is indeed able to happen for you. Good. Can we just go ahead and integrate everything that we've co-created so far, or something greater? Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. Good. And just filling up yourself with gratitude as you take that deep breath in. And breathe that joy and gratitude back out into the universe, knowing that all these shifts are about to show up in your life, starting now, next few days, weeks, months, knowing that clearing is easy, it is graceful, and it doesn't have to be hard. All right, so thank you so much for co-creating another miraculous hour with me. I had so much fun with Cortland talking about solar flares. I hope you did too. And tune in 2 weeks. We're going to have a great show lined up for you. Until then, lots of love, lots of joy, and talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.